Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa, certainly an exciting time for you guys this week as Shakespeare in the Park returns for its 50th year on Thursday at Delaware Park. First off, just the excitement that you guys have with returning for another year.
Well, you know, we are excited every year, but being that it is our 50th anniversary, it is even more so. Our founder, Saul Elkin, who 50 years ago had this idea, had always said he hoped it would last for a couple of years. And here we are 50 years later, seeing 40 to 45,000 audience members every summer celebrating 50 years, and we could not be more excited.
Talk about the significance of 50 years of Shakespeare in the Park and what it's meant for not just yourself, but also for the Western New York community.
Well, to be able to have a free Shakespeare festival here, you know, I'm lucky enough to be on the Hill, you know, almost every night in the summer, whether it's on stage or in the audience, and to get to meet so many people who for the last 50 years, it might have been the first show they ever saw, you know, 50 years ago when they came with their family, and now they're adults maybe bringing their children or their grandchildren. And it's so cool because it really is a family tradition, you know, whether people bring their families, their friends, whether it's date night, it's just so wonderful. And sometimes, like I said, it's sometimes people's first experience with live theater or their only, you know, that their family can go together and enjoy.
Anything special planned for the 50th year? Anything that's in the cards to commemorate those 50 years of being able to perform at Delaware Park?
Well, we've got a lot of merchandise this year that celebrates the 50th anniversary. We've already kicked off the season with our touring production. We do our touring production at different venues throughout Western New York when we're not on the Hill. And this year, that's Romeo and Juliet going to 25 different places. Then we have our two main stage shows, as you said, on Thursday, 12th night opens. And then that runs Tuesdays through Sundays. Then Richard III joins us in July. But we have a special event happening in September. We're going to be doing a co-collaboration for Curtain Up with Road Less Traveled Theater Company, doing a production of Lauren Gunderson's The Book of Will. So we're going to be doing an indoor production as a co-collaboration in September.
Feel free to tell us about some of the cast members that you have for some of the shows that you have at the park this year, and maybe what is the highlight of those?
Yes, well, we have amazing. We auditioned way back in November. We had over 185 actors audition for us this summer. Eileen Dugan will be directing 12th Night. We're so happy to have her back. She's an amazing director and actress. And we've got a nice mix in that show of veterans who people love to see, Norm Sham, Todd Benson, Chris Hatch, Kevin Craig, Rebecca Elkin. So there's a great group there. Then Richard III, we are so excited. Our director for Richard III is Buffalo's Greg Stuhr. He grew up in Eden and left Buffalo a while ago to do Broadway and TV and movies. He was recently in Good Night and Good Luck with George Clooney on Broadway. And he's coming back this summer to direct Richard III. So we're so happy to have him back. And Chris Avery will be starring as Richard. So we've got amazing cast and crew this summer.
And for people that maybe have never been to Shakespeare in the Park, what are some of the things that people need to know about if they're about to make a night for themselves to go see a performance?
Yeah, well, you know, we always call it a community picnic where there just happens to be a free professional Shakespeare performance happening in front of you. So I always recommend to people to bring along a lovely picnic, your favorite beverage, blanket or chairs. You can use either of those on the hill. We actually also rent chairs if people would like to have us set up chairs for you before you come. A lot of people like to get there early to set up their place on the hill that they love. But I always recommend our shows start at 7. You might want to get there, you know, by 6, 6:15 to make sure you get a good spot on the hill. For those who don't want to or can't walk as far, we do have a golf cart shuttle service that is on Rumsey Road. So people can get that shuttle service as well. But I just say pack a picnic and enjoy a beautiful night in a beautiful Olmsted Park under the stars and listen to Shakespeare.
And feel free to tell people where they can find you in terms of information with showings or information about what you guys have to offer.
Absolutely. The best way to go about it is to go to our website, which is ShakespeareInDelawarePark.org. You can find out about all of our different touring locations. You can find out about our shows. As I said, once we open the main stage, our shows run Tuesdays through Sundays at 7 p.m. In case of inclement weather, which there won't be any summer, all summer long, it's going to be beautiful. But in case it does rain and we have to cancel, we would immediately put that on Facebook or Instagram or our webpage. But really, everything you want to know is right at ShakespeareInDelawarePark.org.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.